countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
But first,
millions of euro of damage has been caused to the Glenisk yoghurt plant in County Offaly by a fire which swept through the facility yesterday. The managing director said the building has been completely destroyed, but plans are being made to rebuild and regroup.
Glenisk was set up by the Cleary family 35 years ago. It's now the destination for 90% of organic milk.
It's not the factory I knew 48 hours ago, so it's... And maybe that's why I the reality just hasn't sunk in yet, but it's just, yeah, it's gutted. The decency of people shines, and it's just, I'm blown away. I'm humbled. Customers, suppliers, strangers, everybody, you know, just amazing.
That was the voice there of Glenisk director Vincent Cleary. Now, Tom Phelan and his son Alan are farming near Abbey Leaks in County Laois. And he's among 50 organic dairy, cow and goat farms who supply milk to Glenisk. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
You're milking there, I know, so thanks for taking time to chat to us. When did you hear the news?
I heard the news. I was on the tractor at 4 o'clock on that afternoon, and it came on the news bulletin that Glenisk had been practically destroyed.
So I'm sure you had a sleepless night with worry.
I did. I have to say, when I first heard it, I was totally shell-shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do, but I did ring the driver because our milk hadn't been collected that day. And the driver said he was coming to collect that day's collection anyhow. So when he arrived, he knew nothing and he didn't even know where the milk was going. But as you said, that night I didn't sleep very well.
Because you were wondering,
I had a home for my milk or not.
Yeah, you were wondering, where's my milk going to go now?
That's it.
Yeah. Emma Walls is the commercial director of Glenisk, and she's also on the line. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning, Damien. Good morning, Tom.
Can you give us any update at all, Emma? Any idea what happened or how is the investigation going there?
Well, we don't know the cause of the fire, Damien. There have been teams there all week. Different investigations are ongoing. So while that's happening, and that's obviously happening by independent teams, our focus is on what we can do to get back up and running.
Now, we did hear that the milk processing building is not damaged. Can you tell us what's the status of the plant right now then?
I can indeed, yes. As you say, the milk processing unit is intact. So Glenisk is effectively two plants. There's a larger yogurt plant which has been destroyed, but the dairy is intact, and the incredible Glenisk team have spent the week getting power and water to that unit, and just after 7:30 this morning, the first cartons of goat's milk came off the line. So after a very dark and difficult week, there's a lot of hope there.
Organic milk, it's only a small part of your business. Will you have the capacity to process all the milk?
The main thing, I think, Damien, is that we're taking the milk. So it's very important for us that farmers feel reassured at this time. We've worked so hard to build the organic supply. And while it can't go into yogurt in the immediate term, we are going to continue to collect it. We're going to continue to pay for it. We'll divert what we need to in the very short term. But we are planning to be back on the shelves with yogurt on the 1st of next year. So, you know, nobody is wringing their hands or looking backwards at Glenisk. We're all looking forward and we're rolling up our sleeves to get back up and running as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's good news for you, Tom, as an organic milk supplier. I was reading recently somewhere where the price for conventional milk and organic milk, it's almost the same, or certainly the gap is getting more narrow. But you do get a premium from Glenisk.
We do get a winter premium, and our winter premium had actually kicked in from the 1st of September. So, you know, at the moment, I would be getting a lot more for milk than for the organic milk than the conventional price.
Mm. And you're relatively new to the business yourself and Alan, is that right?
We are, yeah. We only entered organics and entered dairying just last year. We converted 2 years previous. And when we attained our symbol last year, we had our cows ready to go.
But and your son Alan and his fiancée Fiona, they have a licence now to produce raw milk as well. Do you see this, you know, do you think this might encourage them to move into that business themselves?
I'm certainly, yeah. It probably would have some impact on the decision, all right, yeah. But they... At the moment, they're liaising with some of the local enterprise board and that here in Laois and looking for support to set up their business.
Yeah. And Emma, like we're talking there about, you know, about the effects on farmers, but what about the staff there? Your heart would have to go out to you guys down there now. And watching reports on the news, of just the sheer shock that that everybody is in.
Well, everybody's devastated, and at least Monday was a very shocking day, but everybody's back at work. You have to remember, Damien, Glenisk is not just bricks and mortar. It's the people who work there and it's the farmers who supply us. And on a very dark day on Monday, all of the staff walked out of that burning building and they're safe. And they are the people who are going to help us rebuild. You know, the cows are still milking. The goats are still milking. Our staff are still working. Everybody's being paid. We are fighting for the staff. We're fighting for our farmers. And they depend on us and we depend on them.
And will milk processing, will it start today, Emma?
As of 7:30 this morning, the first cartons came off the line. We're producing goat's milk first. You'll appreciate goat's milk is one of those products that people depend on because they may have dietary needs. Yeah. And, you know, the phones are hopping with people looking for it. We've started with goat's milk. We have lots more organic packed milk than we would normally have because we're diverting organic milk into cartons rather than into yogurt. So the supermarkets have gone on board. They're buying more from us than they normally would. And we just hope then customers will pick up a carton of our organic milk to help us out in the days and weeks ahead.
And I heard Vincent Cleary during the week saying as well that you've had huge support from all quarters, including your, as he put it, your competitors.
Yes, I think at last count, 9 different dairy operators or yogurt operators in Ireland and in the UK and even further afield have offered their services. We're incredibly touched and we're grateful. But Glenisk is a unique product and we're really keen that we manufacture product as soon as we possibly can. So we're focused on getting the yogurt manufacturing up and running and there's a plan in place. And very much hope that you will see us on the shelves on the 1st of January.
Hopefully so indeed. Well, Tom, just back to you briefly. I know you're milking there. You're nearly probably finished the morning milking. What else is on the agenda on the farm today on a dairy farm in Laois on the 2nd of October? Of a Saturday?
We calve in the summer, early autumn period. So we've just begun AI there during the week. The cows are beginning to go back and calf. And luckily they've been very successful so far anyhow. There's a lot of them turning up.
So that's what's going
on. Also, we have a construction project going on here at the moment. And needless to say, my builder was kind of concerned when he heard about Glenisk as well.
That's the knock-on
effect. Anything, but I say he could have been wondering when was his money going to be secure.
All right. OK, well, I'll let you back to work there, Tom. Thank you very much, Tom Phelan there in County Laois, and also to Emma Walls, who is the Commercial Director of Glenisk. And our best wishes, Emma, to you and all your colleagues down there in Killy in County Offaly.